Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we had an interesting talk with Kevin Bushnick from the Youth Conservation Alliance. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Big news, Hayward Power Sports is your new shore station dock system dealer. Some homes have curb appeal, but does your lake home or cabin have shore appeal? Since 1959, Shore Station has crafted docks designed to be your summer fun center. They're constructed with high-quality aluminum and a durable powder coat color finish on their gorgeous harbor gray planking and slate gray sideboards. What's more, their modular design allows for endless configurations. Our Hayward Power Sports team can even pair your dock with an industry-favorite vertical boat lift from Lakeside Products. Yes, the Shore Station engineers kept it simple with accessories that mount quickly and easily without tools. Sections lock together with a simple spring-loaded pin mechanism, and leg height can be adjusted without tools. Plus, the quick-as-a-click dock accessories range from ladders and bumpers to gear towers, benches, seats, and more. Not only do Shore Station docks look great, their A-frame stance provides superior level of stability and safety. Check out your new Shore Station dealer, Hayward Power Sports, today, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair, Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Hi, this is Ann the Tool Girl from M&M Rental. Here at M&M Rental, we have it all for you do-it-yourselfers and contractors. Concrete tools, metal brakes, man lifts, log splitters, skid steers, and everything you'll need for excavating and trenching, plus much more. And for fun on the water, we have jet skis, ski boats, pontoon boats, fishing boats, kayaks too. From lawn care equipment to tools and sporty goods, we have it all and we deliver. Give us a call at 634-3146. M&M Rental, located on Highway B, Hayward.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and again, I've got Jarrett McCarthy in here. And Jarrett, good morning, and good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me back here, John.
Let's talk about the fishing right away. What is going on out there? We've had some really big bug hatches come up. I've seen some of the most mayflies I've seen for a long time coming up on some lakes, and the water temperatures have been up and down, and this has been going on all spring.
Everything has been all over the place. As far as walleye and bass fishing, from what we've heard, it's slowed down quite a bit. Guys are still getting them. They're getting them on leeches, a couple on crankbaits. Some guys are pulling harnesses, but the bite's slow. Just got to be patient for your fish. As far as other fish goes, panfish, crappie, perch, I was out a couple days myself last week. Bluegill fishing was terrific. Bluegills are definitely moved off beds by now. They were sitting out in 10, 15 feet of water. I was just, you know, throwing plastics and slip bobbers with, you know, pieces of crawlers and small leeches at them. And, you know, they were there every cast, 8, 9 inches or what have you. But the fish are definitely moving around. And, you know, we've had so many ups and downs with the weather. You know, woke up this morning, it was 40 degrees out. End of June here, 4th of July coming up too. So we're going to see that increase in boating traffic. So, got some warm weather coming up too here. So that'll definitely start pushing fish a little deeper as well.
You know, when it comes to walleyes, have you noticed anybody doing starting to like troll crawler harnesses? And it's been a better bite in the evening is what I've been seeing.
Yeah, we've been seeing quite a few people that are switching over to harnesses and trolling some crankbaits out there. They're getting a few to begin with. Haven't heard anything hot and heavy. I trolled myself the other day as well and got a couple out there. Didn't get a lot. Had some short hits. Seemed like the walleye had just started moving out to the spots that I was trolling in. But it's definitely a great way to get out and look and see where the fish are on the lakes.
You know, and on some of the lakes like the Chippewa Flowage, you can cast for them. There's still fish around the weeds. And, you know, the old beetle spin trick always seems to work. It catches about anything.
Yeah, they really do. Sometimes some of the simplest tactics are all you need to catch fish.
You know, when it comes to panfish, have you seen any sign that they're moving deeper yet on any of the lakes? What I've been finding on the Chippewa Flowage is that crappies are in the weeds, and they're either down in the weeds or they're up high over the weeds, depending on the temperature and the day, and that changes by the day.
Yep. Everything that we have seen so far and reports that we have gotten so far is that the panfish haven't moved out really, really deep yet. A lot of the bluegills that we're hearing of are in 10 to 20 feet. A lot of the crappie, depends on if you're on a clear body lake or on a stained body lake, but crappie are either in that 10 to 15 or they're in that 15 to 20 around weeds.
What has been going on as far as the northern pike? Anything there?
They are all over the place, as usual. Been seeing them up as shallow as 3 feet. Out as deep as 15, 20 feet. They seem to roam wherever they please, and, you know, they always show themselves whenever you're looking for something else, walleye, bass, and all of a sudden up comes a pike.
And let's talk bass fishing. Summer is bass fishing up here now, it seems like. A year or two, when I came up here, nobody fished bass hardly, it seemed like, or a few people. And now we've got a wide selection of plastics. I've been standing here looking down row after row of bass stuff, too.
Go from all walleye fishing up here in just a little section for bass. Now I've got aisles devoted for bass plastics. Bass fishing's been pretty good up here. Whether you're fishing for largies or smallies, seems like some of the largies are still sitting up into the weeds and the lily pads, the heavy cover. Some have dropped out into your drop-offs 15, 20 feet out there. And, you know, there's bass in between or what have you. And all the smallies are sitting out in 10, 20 feet of water. Guys are getting them on Ned rigs, getting them on slip bobbers out while they're trying to fish walleyes. And eventually the topwater bite will start as well.
And, you know, you've got a big selection of stuff here if you guys want to bass fish. I know you've got, that's something they added a few years ago now, is a wide, wide variety of bass plastics for one.
We've got a lot of bass plastics, and we've also got a lot of bass hard baits. So if you're looking to get in on one of those topwater bites, you know, we've got whopper ploppers, we've got your Raplas, we've got the new Guggen revolvers in here. So many different options, so many different color schemes for you to go out and try. Definitely a lot of fun ways to catch bass in here.
Anyway, you guys are geared up with everything they need for the summer here, and you actually got stuff they want to start thinking about the fall when you get in the hunt season. I don't want to talk about that yet, but you are geared up for it.
Yeah, if you're starting to look to get some tree stands set up or looking to get some mineral blocks out there for fall whitetail, you know, we've got it. We've got stuff rolling in every day.
Jared, want to thank you much for coming on here.
Thanks for having me again, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we've got a very interesting talk with Kevin Bushnick from the Youth Conservation Alliance. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports actually has Lund fishing boats in stock and available for sale. I know, in today's world, it's unheard of, but we have a limited number of 2022 Lunds, all rigged and ready for the water with Mercury outboards. From the 1650 Rebel to the 1875 Pro V Bass, they'll all go fast. Built by fishermen for fishermen, Lunds feature boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage, and no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily, including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m. Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the people I get on here from time to time is Kevin Bushnick, who started the Youth Conservation Alliance, or the YCA, and held a couple events every year in the Hayward area here for a number of years. I had a chance to talk to Kevin the other day in the morning, and we talked about the youth event he just had on Father's Day on Round Lake. Well, Kevin, you know, we had a youth event there. You had the YCA event here in Father's Day weekend here a little bit ago, and how'd that event turn out?
Turned out good. We've been, I don't know, we've probably done a half dozen events on Round Lake, all in that Father's Day, you know, pre-peak summer time frame, and this one turned out really good. We had 30 to 40 kids, a lot of families, a lot of moms, dads out in the boat. One of the families fished 9 hours a day all 3 days. We started on Friday. And everybody, for the most part, caught fish and a, you know, good-sized fish and different species, and that's what we want.
Well, you know, and given the fact that we've had a very unpredictable weather patterns this spring and everything seems to be running behind schedule, I was surprised the amount of fish that did catch out there.
Yeah, Round Lake is an interesting animal. You just don't know. You think that a weak cold front will come in and shut everything down, and it doesn't. I mean, sometimes it does, but it's a very hard lake to predict. And this weekend in particular, they had no rain in the forecast. And of course, Saturday night, it did rain. It wasn't any real bad weather or downpours. But I don't know. It cooled down and we still caught fish after the cool down. So I don't know. I can't explain it. Round Lake is tough.
Well, you know, all clearwater lakes are that way. I have friends of mine that guide over in northern Minnesota, and over there where they have a lot of zebra mussels showing up, the water's gotten much more clear because of the zebra mussels. And they said they had to change the way they fish because the fish just get harder to catch for some reason, and that happens to be in clear water.
Yeah, I mean, Round, it seems over the past, let's say, 5 to 10 years, I mean, it's a clear water lake, but the fishing seems to have gotten better, definitely better for perch. We're catching bigger perch. I think one of the kids caught a 9.5-incher, which isn't huge for Round Lake standards, but, you know, we went for a period of time there, 10, 20, 30 years, where, you know, there was not even a 9-inch perch. I think they just got fished out back in the day, and there's a strong comeback. I see them on the underwater cameras in very large schools, and we see them ice fishing. So we're happy about that. The milfoil, I'm sure, has had something to do with it.
Absolutely.
Right? So, you know, I'm pretty convinced. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but milfoil has actually been a good thing for the fishery.
You bet. Well, you know, talk about that real quick. I mean, I fished that lake for about 40 years or so. And when I started fishing it, there were almost no weeds in that lake. The rusty crayfish had pretty much eliminated the weed beds in there. And I don't think the lake was fished out on stuff. I think what happens is the fish change their patterns dramatically when they don't have cover. So like if you got a town and all the houses disappear, where are the people going to go? They're going to find someplace else to go. And, you know, the same thing with the fish. And now that you've got that milfoil, and, you know, the milfoil, it can be good and bad both. I mean, if it gets into a position where it's in shallow bays, it starts to really congest the surface of the water and makes traffic bad. But as far as the fish habitat, I've not seen any instance where fish don't like it. I mean, and this is across the country. So if fish need houses to live in or cover, and basically just like people need, you know, something to shelter themselves, and the more cover you have in a lake, the better the fishing gets to be. It comes down to a point, and maybe we need to figure out how to control it in places it needs to be controlled, and where it doesn't need to be controlled, we can kind of leave it alone for the fish.
Yeah, so the Round Lake Property Owners Association Foundation, which I serve on the board of over fisheries and research. I mean, they've done a really good job treating milfoil, and they pay close attention to it. There's a lot of vegetation studies done throughout the year. So I think Round in particular, they would get an A in terms of a grade, keeping that milfoil in check. I will say that having, looked underwater for years now with cameras on Round, it tends not to grow past 17 to 20 feet. Now, there is exceptions, but it seems like maybe the sunlight penetration gets down and then you'll see more of a sand and gravel and, boulder bottom. But you're right, it creates canopies, and it's not just for one species of fish. It seems, if you drop a camera in a milfoil bed, you'll see all species, including muskies. So it's definitely a good habitat for fish and for, all kinds of fish. So I spend a lot of time fishing on them, and I'm usually happy.
Well, the thing I've noticed with it, too, is that especially lakes like Round, but if you get lakes that are more shallow, in shallow areas, it tends to really become an infestation up to the surface. But where you have a deeper water lake, it tends to grow in patches, and it doesn't seem to go beyond those patches for some reason.
Yeah, and, that's an interesting question. We haven't quite figured that out, because you'll see a milfoil patch very thick in one area, and then we're trying to figure out, well, why doesn't it grow beyond that? Why does it stay in that very small, same footprint year after year? And then you'll see them pop up in areas where, you have prior not seen any milfoil. So, it's a tough one. There's, smarter people than me, maybe not as smart as you, but
well,
looking at it.
I don't know about that. Anyway, let's talk about the youth event stuff. I mean, you had that event going on, and you've got another one that'll be coming up this fall again. You didn't have that for a couple of years now, the youth muskie hunt.
Yeah, so COVID, presented some problems for us in terms of gathering. However, we did still hold the event. We just didn't have the big groups participating in dinners and things like that. So things have changed. We've turned a corner, and this year on Moose Lake, which is the end of September, we're going to do that event. We'll all be able to get together and have some camaraderie, which people miss. I mean, we're social beings, so it's a cool thing to get together and talk about fishing and where you caught your fish and what you caught it on and all that stuff. So we miss that. We've missed that for a couple of years, but we're back in business.
Well, that was kind of an amazing event, too, that you had. You had 10 years running, and the amount of muskies that they caught in 2.5 days was nothing short of phenomenal, even though they count all size muskies, even those are little muskies, but still the sheer number of muskies they caught was absolutely astounding.
Yeah, we would generally catch 70 to 80 muskies, and we kind of stayed in that range during the entire 10-year period, and people don't even believe it. But, guys like you and Larry Ramsel, and, there's a lot of fishermen, professional fishermen came out and kind of coughed up their lifelong secrets for the kids, which I think is really cool.
Well, in a particular lake we're talking about, Moose Lake, it's a high-density muskie population, and there are some big fish in there, but, for years, a lot of people fished the shallow shorelines and the flowages and lakes like Moose, and where a lot of those fish we caught were out in that deeper water, 8-10 feet of water and a bunch of wood and stumps, and that's where I've caught a ton of fish over the years too, where places that when I came here nobody fished those places.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, with our youth events on Moose, we would keep track of where the fish were caught. We would actually have a map laid out on at the Louis Landing pool table, and the kids would come in at the end of each day and put a pin, a thumbtack, right on the very spot on the map where they caught it. So we were able to come in each night and kind of track where the bigger populations of muskies were being caught, and sometimes it was even upriver. So it was pretty cool to have 35 to 45 boats on the water, essentially mapping out and finding the fish.
Yeah, and there was a lot of fish caught on suckers too, and I know you went through a ton of suckers every year, it seemed like.
Yeah, sucker management on Moose. We it it did present a problem because, you know, there's been shortages of suckers and certain size suckers, and they're expensive, and I'm sure that hasn't changed. But, yeah, I mean, we keep track of what the baits are everyone's using. And on moose, there was a fair amount caught on suckers, but there's also a pretty good numbers caught on artificial baits.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring this show to you every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with Kevin Bushnick. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales, and they have live bait, tackle, and fishing licenses too. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily. For same-day urgent care or emergency surgery, make sure you call early in the day as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with Kevin Bushnick. You know, let's talk about the YCA. I mean, basically, you got that started years ago down in Illinois, and you do more than just the fishing. You teach a lot about biology and just the nature in general.
Yeah, we've definitely incorporated biology into our programs. We use some very high-power microscopes that we got grants for, and specifically grants from the Hugh Becker Foundation. He was the founder of Muskies, Inc., and, you know, his foundation continues to be a good thing for the muskie fishery. We get his support financially every year, and it really helps. So on the biology front, you know, the best way to explain this is a friend of mine was a cardiothoracic surgeon. He's retiring, but his parents told me that he was looking at microscopes all the way back to when he was 6 years old. And whether you're going to become a biologist or a doctor or a heart surgeon, you got to look at stuff under microscopes. And the schools just aren't doing that anymore. You know, the biology programs, really good ones, are far and few between. Now, there's a lot of reasons for that. Microscopes are expensive. They have to do the work in the field. You know, you're transporting kids around, but it's just something we need to do.
Well, yeah, you know, and you've had some projects that have moved farther out than we think. Wasn't there something about trout eggs or something?
So we worked on a project with NASA where we actually sent trout eggs up to the International Space Station on the SpaceX rocket, and they came back on the Dragon X capsule, and we essentially tracked the growth here on Earth and tracked the fish egg development on the space station. The ultimate goal for that is to have a food source, a sustainable food source, that instead of, you know, sending heavy frozen fish up on a rocket, and everything is about weight in rockets, so if you can just send up a fertilized egg, throw it in a fish tank up on the space station, and, you know, 14 weeks later, you're having a trout dinner, that's a good thing. So that was an interesting project. And a lot of it stemmed, again, going back to kids looking at things under microscopes.
Well, you know, we're talking a lot of science and technology and stuff. And nowadays, we've got so much technology we rely on. So I think the more you can get kids interested. But the other aspect of that is that since this COVID stuff, we've seen more and more people going into the outdoors, whether it's fishing or hunting or even camping and cycling, anything, but people are going outdoors more than they ever did, it seems like, after we had that COVID stuff.
Yeah, I saw that too. It's kind of undeniable, really. The amount of people that came out 2-3 years ago, we had over 100 kids, and I think it was like 80 last year. But that's because they had nothing else to do, in part. And in part, they were already up, you know, whether you want to call it hibernating or, you know, just isolating yourself from this pandemic. I think it just caused a lot of people to shift gears and try something different. And that different was spending time outdoors.
Well, there's nothing better to do than get kids outdoors, too. And in different youth kids out there are different. Each one is different. You'll find some that seem to be, when it comes to fishing, I had one the other day on twice in my boat that was just absolutely driven to catch a muskie. And he would throw a muskie bait on an 8.5-foot rod for like 6 hours straight, and he was determined he was going to catch a muskie, and he did.
Yeah, it's a cool thing to see, and I've noticed that over the past 12 years doing these. And you never know which kid that's going to happen to, but you're right, they just have a passion. You can see it. They're interested. They're asking questions. They want to catch that fish, whether it's a muskie or a bass or whatever. They try really hard, and they'll fish all day long, and then get off the boat, and while everybody else is getting ready for dinner, they're casting off the dock. And I've seen that repeatedly. It doesn't happen, not even 50-50 with the kids, but I'd say 25-35% of the kids have that kind of passion to accomplish the mission.
I think it was more common years ago when I grew up. I mean, we were carrying, you know, 22 around and going after squirrels. And if they weren't after that, we were shooting bottle caps off in trees, or we'd put them between the bark on trees. And we were out there fishing, and we're just outdoors more. And I think we kind of got away from that, and now we're trying to go back to it, I think.
Yeah, maybe one of the unintended consequences is actually turning out to be a good thing with COVID and social distancing, where people really did change their habits for a couple years and didn't want to be cooped up inside, so went outdoors.
You bet. Well, Kevin, great talking to you here. Anybody wants more information on the youth events or wants to get involved with any kind of a youth event, what kind of recommendations you give them or how to get a hold of people or whatever?
Well, you can go to our website, and there's an info request on there. You can shoot me that goes right to my email and phone, and we have a Facebook page. But to be honest with you, generally, a lot of the participants that we get, it's just word of mouth, right? Word travels. We started with 6 kids. We ended up doing events over 100 kids, which stressed me out to the max, but it was really cool to see. And one last comment on the youth event in on Round Lake, we had participation from the Dodge County Sheriff in lower central Wisconsin. Doug Morotek came out, Sheriff for Sawyer County. You know, we really like to include the police and law enforcement in these events so the kids see that, they're behind us and supporting us, and contrary to what they see on the news. So that's also been a really, they've supported us financially. They're out at the events, and it's much appreciated.
Well, you know, the other thing I'll add in here, too, is our Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has lots of good information on youth outdoor activities, and they even have some youth programs going on, too.
Yeah, they do. We have a really good biologist, Max Walter, and, you know, I communicate with him, whether it's texting or email. He's very good about getting data back. If I can't understand what a certain strain of fish is, he's very responsive getting back to me. And even the former biologist, Frank Pratt, he's really done some cool things, including teaching the kids how to make lures, fishing lures, handmade. And he's even given us, gave us a couple tackle boxes full of lures that he made for just specifically for Round Lake. So we get a lot of support.
You bet. Well, Kevin, it's been really a pleasure having you on here. I get you on here once or twice a year. And again, thank you for coming on here talking to our listeners.
Yep. Thank you, John. I really appreciate your support over the past decade. It's been, couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you. Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.net. And from there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.